There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And let me see. I'm pretty sure that I had my friend confirmed, but I better double check and make sure that was, in fact, there we go. I do have him confirmed. He is here with me. Awesome. There we go. Hey, man.
Hi, Pastor Greg. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Can you hear me? Is the volume good?
Yeah, I think you sound okay. I think we can make this work, brother.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope you had a wonderful occasion. We did in my family. We had our family here and 4 guests at the table.
Well, we had a small Thanksgiving, but we are having a larger gathering this weekend. So we were waiting for everybody to get into town, and everybody's in town now. So our big day is going to be tomorrow. But I want to talk about it for a minute, because you know there's a lot of obviously there's been some historical revisions, you know, relative to it. I've been made aware, in fact, that there is a Native American protest now that happens at Plymouth Rock on the day that is traditionally identified as Thanksgiving. You're a historian. You've looked into all of this. You've read about all of it. You've obviously, you know the story of Samoset and Squanto, and you know the story about him coming back 10 to 12 years after he had first left and discovering that both of the tribes that he had been associated with were in fact wiped out by sickness and ill health, but that you know, in addition to that, though, he found a new home and a new family, as one Native American site puts it, in the Pilgrims, who took him in and the travel he'd been on. But give me your historical perspective on all of this, if you would, please, Scott.
I'd be happy to. First of all, let's remind the audience that everything has been politicized in America. We can see the cultural totalitarianism of politicization of all our cultural institutions. So it should come as no surprise that the Indians have been politicized. The story of the Pilgrims would be politicized. That should come as no surprise to anybody. The Indians are probably every bit as deficient in their understanding of their own history as the Americans are. So let me tell the Pilgrim story in brief. It is a remarkable story. It is, in many ways, the seminal story of America. Because, first of all, the Pilgrims came out of really the Protestant Reformation. They were first called Separatists. They were English people who felt that the Church of England, which had really adopted many of the traditions and the formality of the Catholic Church, and it was it was tied also to the state. They objected to that. The Separatists wanted, they felt they were called to live according to the Bible and their understanding of the Bible. They petitioned the British state to establish a new church. That was rejected, and that began a course of persecution that drove them out of England. They went to the more tolerant and liberal Holland, almost lost their lives. They had to make two attempts to get to Holland. Their ship almost sank. So these people were remarkable. And their colony in Holland grew. They lived there for about 11 years, and their children were growing up. They were concerned that their children would become more affected by the Dutch culture than the Christian British culture from which they came. And at that time, they heard about the Jamestown colony being successful, and leaders of the Separatists, who we'll now call Pilgrims, because they were Pilgrims when they were forced to leave England. They went back to London and petitioned the Virginia Company for getting a charter and a destination, a plot of land in which they could settle in the New World. And they succeeded in doing that. The plot of land they were given was in the north part of the Virginia Company territory, right up near the Hudson River, probably in New Jersey. So that's where they set out to go. But the storms, they got a late start in September, hurricane season. The storms and the gales they experienced crossing the Atlantic Ocean were so overwhelming that, the ship was battered, broadside batterings. Many days they were under bare pole, that is to say, no sail at all. It was just a matter of survival in these very high seas. Waves were said to be 100 feet tall at one point. And one wave hit the side of the ship and broke the main beam. Fortunately, one of the pilgrims had brought a house jack along. They quickly got it up under the beam, raised it back up, and somehow survived. But they were blown off course, and they found themselves off Cape Cod, a long way from their destination, which was in the mouth of the Hudson River. The colony that they were given a charter for, they couldn't get there. They were almost out of food. Provisions were spoiling. And remember that the Mayflower, which carried the 102 passengers, nearly two-thirds of those passengers were not pilgrims. They were not Separatists. They were not Christian believers in the same vein as the Pilgrims. And it was those people that began to rebel, off Cape Cod. And in the elders of the Pilgrims decided we've got to keep everyone together. We've come all this way. We now see land. We're going to be establishing, making landfall in a place we just don't know. You know, we really don't know where we are. But we've got to keep everybody together. They decided to establish the Mayflower Compact, which basically was the first document of being governed by the consent of the people. All people were equal. Each person was called to, you know, cover the back of the of their fellow their countrymen. And all the people on the Mayflower, all the men on the Mayflower signed the Mayflower Compact. That includes not just the Christians, but, the other folks. And there was a variety of them. Some were craftsmen and coopers. Miles Standish was a military leader. So they came together under the Mayflower Compact and proceeded and found Plymouth as being the most suitable place to establish a colony. So that's the short story of how it all began and how they got to the New World and where they settled. And you are so right, Pastor Greg, in pointing out that they settled in a place that had been previously an Indian colony, an Indian village that had just simply been wiped out.
And the wiping out of that village had happened before the Pilgrims then arrived. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes. Apparently they had some kind of plague or disease that just killed, you know, it just wiped the village out. And Squanto was from that village originally.
Right. And of course he had, his story is really rather fascinating in how he ended up, initially meeting the very first group, which was not the Pilgrims that had came and started working with them, and some history indicates that he was taken at that time. Other history indicates that he voluntarily went, although his mother didn't want him to go, and went to England and went to work, worked for a family in somewhat of a servant role, but went to work for a family and then came back with John Smith. Now, historically, John Smith came back. He came after the Pilgrims or before the Pilgrims?
Well, now, wasn't John Smith associated with the Jamestown colony?
I believe that's correct. There were two ships that came across. John Smith's ship and a Captain Hunt, I think, is the last name that's coming to my mind. And Smith essentially had given Squanto, you know, leave to go to try to head back to his family. And he came across Hunt's party, and Hunt's party basically took him and nine others captive and then took them to Spain where they sold them as slaves.
Right. Yes. I think that part of it is true. And the story goes that Squanto was freed by a Catholic friar.
Catholic friars, right. He ultimately ended up being taken in by Catholic friars, and the Catholic friars then set him free, and then they arranged for him to have passage back again. And it was essentially at a point in that voyage, I'm pretty sure. So
I think he went from Spain when he was freed from his chains in Spain, he was more or less a slave there. He was sold into slavery and he was free and he went to England, and there he ingratiated himself with a wealthy Brit who took him in really as an indentured servant. And he served for some years, learned the English language. That's where Squanto learned to speak English, by living in England, for I think 3 or 4 years before he was successful in getting passage back, to North America in hopes that he could, rejoin his tribe, in what was, what became Plymouth. And of course, it wasn't called Plymouth, in his childhood.
Right. yeah, seeing that.
That was the Patuxent tribe, which, you know, which was wiped out. And, but there was a neighboring tribe called the Pokanokets. The Pokanokets took in Squanto before the Pilgrims arrived. And so, when the Pilgrims arrived, Squanto learned of the arrival of these Englishmen, and he proceeded to be really, a key person in the success of the Pilgrim colony.
So yeah, I'm looking at that. So, you know, you're really, okay, we got to take a break. I'll be back right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Scott Powell, rediscovering America. And we're talking about Thanksgiving, which we just celebrated, and many are still celebrating, and we are, as a family, going to be celebrating it tomorrow. So just to be clear, because as we were talking about those dates, John Smith arrived in 1607 in Jamestown. The Pilgrims arrived in 1620, 13 years later, up in Plymouth. Big difference. And there were huge differences in how those colonies were established. And, of course, the Plymouth situation and what had happened to the Plymouth situation, what happened to Squanto's family and the tribes and so on, had happened years before the Pilgrims ever arrived. Please continue.
That is correct.
Please continue.
That is correct. Yes. So, but Squanto, reach out. It was Squanto who recognized that a ship had arrived. That he learned that there were Englishmen, and so he got the opportunity to communicate with them because he could speak reasonably good English.
Right.
Which was really important because the first winter was brutal. I mean, we're talking a New England winter. The Pilgrims arrived in December. That winter, half the Pilgrims perished and four full families died. I mean, it was devastating. And yet the survivors, they kept their faith and their commitment to their calling and cause, and it was Squanto and other Indians that helped the Pilgrims in the spring to learn how to plant the different kinds of crops. They'd never seen corn before, for instance. They taught them about how they could, how they could be more successful at fishing and hunting, which were all, it was a matter of survival, really. It was also recognized, that it would be good to have amicable, just as they had established the Mayflower Compact, they wanted to have amicable relations with the Indians. And so they decided, wouldn't it be a good idea to have a treaty where where both sides commit to maintaining peaceful relationships. And so on April 1st of 1621, after this brutal winter, that's what they did. They established the Pilgrim Wampanoag Peace Treaty. That treaty lasted more than 50 years. And so the Pilgrims have a unique distinction in American history as being the settlers, the colonizers, who had the longest stretch of peace with Indians of any settlers in American history.
Well,
there was cooperation. I mean, the first Thanksgiving would not have been successful were it not for the Indians, because as you pointed out, Pastor Greg, the approach to agriculture was communal. It was a socialist model of farming, and that was mandated by the Virginia Company, by the way. It wasn't that they chose that. They were following the direction of the Virginia Company that said, that all crops should be, you raise them as a community and you share in the harvest equally. Didn't work very well. Their harvest was meager. They invited the Indians to come. And of course, there's less than 50 Pilgrims now because of all the deaths that winter. And the assumption, of course, probably was that, well, the Indians were not going to show up with more than 50 people. I mean, well, they showed up with 100 people. And not only that, they showed up with all kinds of fish and fowl, turkey, pheasants, They brought five deer.
Well, and the other thing is, too, that's a part of this, and we're going to run out of time here, but the other thing that's important just to understand, too, was is that Squanto was critical in communicating to them how to plant their crops so that they would yield successfully, because their crop had been very meager the first year out. He showed them how to put the corn in the ground. He showed them how to bury a fish with the corn, so the corn had good fertilizer, so the ground gave up a good yield, and they had a gigantic yield. And of course, then they shared their bounty with the Indians, and so it became this. It was community, but each individual, if they worked hard, they survived, and that was the key. And if you weren't going to work, then you weren't going to benefit by the work off the backs of others. And they learned that socialism doesn't work. Scott, we'll get you back in for more of this. We're out of time for right now, but it's important to understand that there was a mutually beneficial relationship.
Absolutely.
Between the Pilgrims and the Indians. And there's one other story too that's kind of ignored, and that is the chiefs that traveled all the way from the state of Washington to Washington D.C. to thank the President of the United States for sending the missionaries that changed and saved their lives. It was an amazing story, and it's a true story, by the way. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Rediscovering America, Scott Powell. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Michelle Swinnick is with us. We're going to talk Mayor Corruption County and the election right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Oh, my. SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. Going to get that on right off the barrel, right out the bat. We got it. It's written right down below.
You know I love the sign.
I know you do. I know. Well, and you spent those thousands of dollars on it, so you might as well get your money out of it, right?
I gotta put some on the back.
Yeah. Well, then that'll cost you another $1,000.
Put that
to better use. Buy a couple of wells. I'm just saying, $400 puts a well on the ground, 3,000 people, fresh water, changes 3,000 lives forever. All right. So,
you're like me. Everything promo. Okay?
Well,
it's actually sharing information.
It is.
People need little snippets because the attention span 8-9 seconds. So if you can give them quick little stuff, that's why I talk so fast and I jam so much in. They're like, I'll take door number three. Oh,
don't do that.
And speaking of door number
that's
three,
that's the blue pill. Michelle Swinnick, SaveMyFreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us. Is there a Swinnick in the house?
Right here, sir.
Okay.
I'm reporting for duty.
All right. There you go. All right. Duty. So you said lots to share.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay.
It's never a dull day in Mayor Corruption County. It was out in Cochise County. So, yesterday you and I talked off the air and people were probably seeing articles or people were talking about it on shows that Cochise County, Peggy Judd, who was on my show, episode 383, back in middle October when we were talking about banning the machines and they were talking about originally doing a hand count. I mean, I spent so much time with Peggy. I was pumping her up and she had the whole support of, everybody and their mother. Right?
And their mother.
She knew that.
Yes.
And their mother, and all the mothers and all the land, right?
Yes.
So she caved yesterday. Okay? I was like, are you kidding me, Peggy? Come on,
yeah,
Peggy.
But, you know what? I get it. Michelle, now come on now. A little bit of grace here. I'm not saying. But here's the deal, man. People, please understand what they're doing. Understand these threats. Somebody has to say no further. You will go no further. But there's a difference between Bill Gates and Richard, what's his name, Klein?
Stephen Richard,
whatever. Anyway, there's a difference between these guys who are a part of a pack that is formed to influence the election that they sit on the board or that they oversee, and we know corruption happened, okay?
Oh, yeah, and they're part of the plotting,
and everything. There is a difference between that and someone who has some guy, possibly, I don't know this, just speculating, but some guy that shows up in the middle of the night snatches your kid, brings him into your bedroom, holds a knife to him and says, you'll vote this way or I'll slit your kid's throat.
Right. That, but I would like for that. I mean, I don't know if they could say that.
Well,
say,
hey, listen, okay, but they would be told, but here's the thing. And they would also be told, and if you tell anybody that I was here,
they'll kill all of you.
You're going to be dead and nobody's going to know. Now listen, if you're a believer, you know, if you're a Christian, you know, you go to heaven. But you know, one of the other things that we talked about last night, is we talked about the absolute, this is evil. This is satanic. This is evil. Children are being trafficked. Children are being slaughtered. Children are being sacrificed
mind, body, and soul.
Really sacrificed.
Like, literally.
Literally put on altars, drugged, and their blood taken out. I know.
Adrenochrome. I know, but it's real. This is real stuff.
Folks, 90, I know
kids
it's
a month
early. I know that
it
is early. I understand. Okay. And I know you're going to go, Pastor has gone off the, I'm not. let me tell you something. I want you to go and look up Robert Stack, Unsolved Mysteries, San Angelo, Texas. Listen to me. Listen to Pastor carefully. Robert Stack, Unsolved Mysteries, San Angelo, Texas. Two young people executed at Lake Nasworthy. The local FBI was corrupt. They had to go to D.C. to bring in an out-of-town FBI agent. My former pastor, who, rest his soul, is living with Jesus right now, Dr. John Haller, was an expert on that case. I lived in San Angelo when that happened. Okay? I was aware because out at Lake Nasworthy, they had been kidnapping children and taking children out there. I did deliverance prayer, and I shared this. This is the woman I did, the shared the story about the levitation on your show, and she was a courier. She was a breeder at one point, meaning that they would impregnate her and take the children that she birthed and sacrifice them. And at the point that I interacted with her, she confessed that she was transporting children around the country under the cover of being an insurance agent, going to conferences where she would pick them up and take them to be sacrificed. And I had a woman in my home with her daughter, who she and her twin brother, when they were little, had been captured and were being fed and prepared for sacrifice. And a man that was at the mansion that they were at had a change of heart and whisked them away, put them in a car, and sent them away from the mansion so they were not sacrificed. I am telling you these things because I have witnessed and had them told to me firsthand. I'm not hearing this from a tabloid. I didn't get this information from some late night program and some host that was trying to make a name for himself that might have made up some stories. What I know because I know. Mm-hmm. And doing deliverance ministry for the last 20 plus years, I have sat with people whose demons have told me lots of stuff. We're dealing with evil, and the evil is becoming more and more bold and more and more prevalent. Don't forget that. And the good news, this is what we need to remember. The good news, he that is in us is greater than he who is in this world. He that is in us, Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh. Shut up, devils. Shut up, devils, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh, I command you to be silenced, and I command angels to do warfare, to silence and bind you up, and cast you either into the abyss or take you before the throne of God to be judged according to his will. Every plan that you have right now, ended. Curses, spells, ties, marks, vows, seals, contracts, assignments, ended and burned up and destroyed by the blood, the Holy Cross, resurrection, and ascension of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth who came in the flesh. Against this program, against Michelle, against me, my family, my personal declarations are in force and executed now. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. I hear you screaming. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. This is real. It's game on, and this is real. We got about a minute, Michelle, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to spend 10 minutes, and you're going to tell us what's happened.
Yeah, I'll give you a little teaser.
Please.
Cochise County, what happened yesterday actually didn't happen. Okay, that's where we're going with this. Two, I was at my legislative district meeting last night, which is part of the precinct committee man, which is how Michael Lindell running for the chair of the, like Ronna McDaniels. This is the people on the ground, the grassroots. So we had our election last night and we had our meeting. No mention of the election, no mention of anything, Mayor Corruption County. Okay, right then and there. That is a huge problem because the people in leadership positions have moved on. And again, I think I told you guys, the first newsletter that came from our chair after they called the race, or after just even the chaos of in Mayor Corruption County, his newsletter that he sent out to us, precinct committeemen, was about the Thanksgiving Day parade. Okay? So that is their priority. And these are the people that you think are leading you, and they're leading you right over the cliff. And then I got in three fights at the actual, after the meeting ended, because I demanded a hand count of the ballots because we voted for executive board, the legislature. And I will leave it at that. I got in a fight with the new chair who didn't know she was the chair until she thought she was the chair in January.
Here we go. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything. Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta go through what I told you last night and just trust your pastor here.
Okay.
Trust your pastor.
I got you.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting down and I see you.
Yeah. Trust your pastor. I'm slow to speak. And then when I do.
It's mighty.
Well, and when I, you know, when I speak, then, that's when Facebook bans me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a case, and I'm just going to plug it one more time real quick. Case coming up this coming Monday. We'll have Loy Brunson will be on the program with me this coming Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. You do not want to miss this. This case may well be our last real opportunity to make things right. And so I wrote, pray for the Brunson case to be won at SCOTUS, and all these traitors will be hung for treason. They would be. If this case is won, if the Supreme Court makes that decision, then basically what it will mean is that yes, those individuals that voted to stop the investigation, this wasn't about not certifying, this was simply to say our director of national intelligence has information that the Chinese Communist Party has interfered with America's election and has potentially changed the results based on hacking computers and hacking voter polls and changing the outcome in the same way they manipulate things, by the way, in their own country.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
We know they have the technology. We know they can do it. And there was evidence to suggest they did it to our election, and an investigation was started. And the director of national intelligence said, I need 10 more days, which he had, they could do that. I need 10 more days to continue this investigation. And the individuals in the House and in the Senate, along with Biden and Harris and Pence and so on, all said no. And they killed the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of all the evidence that said, hey, something is not right here. Not conspiracies, nothing. This had nothing to do with any of that. This had everything to do with actual bona fides from our intelligence community. All right. What happened in Cochise County? 7 minutes.
So yesterday we got the word that Peggy Judd, my buddy, episode 383, caved in for whatever reasons, right? You have much more patience than I do with these people. And voted to certify the election. But keep in mind, the actual certification meeting was supposed to happen today. A judge made them have some sort of a special hearing yesterday to actually discuss it. And apparently they were saying the judge forced them to go ahead and certify. The judge doesn't force you to do anything, people. Just like a mandate, okay? Okay. Mandate, when they say the mandate with the non-vaccine bioweapon, it's not a thing. So stand strong, that's the end of the story. And these people did not. So then all of a sudden I'm getting texts saying that there was a filing in a court, and I'm going to read the exact email, and I'm going to take out the names to protect the innocent and the guilty. There was a filing based on, because there was an attorney switch. So the original attorney that they had, this guy Brian, who's no good, and he's known up here in Mayor Corruption County. He was their attorney, and
he was whose attorney?
The attorney for the Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
Because there's a Mark Elias case, because this is the second time he's been down there.
Mark Elias is sticking his nose into the Arizona election. And remember that Mark Elias. Mark Elias is the guy that Durham was investigating relative to Russia. Very deeply embedded in the deep state.
Right. And he is the attorney that basically crafts and runs all these operations. Right. So then what happened was apparently, so their original attorney recused himself, whatever they do, just didn't represent him. So they were trying to find another one. Then they got this guy. Apparently he's not associated with anything to do with elections. Cause remember the RNC and the GOP have an agreement with the whole state of Arizona not to represent anybody that has to do with anything elections, right? Keep that in mind, everybody. So don't give them any money.
The RNC and the GOP refused to defend the integrity of the election because they were they were trying to make sure. I know this. I'm stating this as a fact. Yeah. Because, Jeff Zink came on the program, we talked about it, but because they didn't want Carrie Lake or Blake Masters, even though I'm going to tell you that Blake Masters was not the grassroots choice either.
He wasn't.
However,
Jim Lehman was.
Yeah. However, the establishment does not want Carrie Lake or Blake Masters or a guy like Jeff Zink to be at Congress, Senate, and governor. Go ahead.
Well, I differ about the Blake Masters, but well, that's why he conceded, because when they concede, they close the accounts, they keep the money, right?
Mm.
So, that's another show. Well, let's get into that.
Okay. All right.
So, but anyway, to go back to the Cochise. So apparently, when I got this in the afternoon, I'm like, what? See what I'm saying? When you have this chaos and a circus and you have all the rest of it, there's all shenanigans, right? It's just nothing is, if you're doing things lawfully and the right way, you don't have these problems. Just like we didn't have the chaos at our meeting last night. And I'm going to give the people advice on how to avoid that, because it's a pattern and I've noticed it numerous times.
Go three
so,
minutes.
Oh my God, you're killing me. So basically what happened is they filed some sort of a lawsuit or a document, whatever, right? Don't worry about that part of the language. So then it was changed from the Superior Court to Federal Court. This is all happening while the meeting was happening or just before the meeting was happening. So it's just like, how come no one talks to each other, right? You wonder that. So what basically happened is that the meeting was actually nullified, and Peggy has the opportunity to reverse her decision and then overturn what happened, because the meeting technically did not happen. You can't write this stuff. It's that stupid, but it's not that typical, because A, it's Arizona, and because you're dealing with demons and layers of corruption. So basically Yeah, so it's not too late. So the certification process is still, it can be brought back around. So basically,
do we have a number today? Okay, so savemyfreedom.us, get over there.
And then click on the button for the campaign. The phone numbers are in there. So you're sending
for
the email,
Cochise,
but do not search.
For Peggy,
yeah, so
right?
It'll have the Board of Supervisors for Cochise.
Perfect. All right. So Board of Supervisors on savemyfreedom.us. It's so important. They need to hear. And here's what they need to hear.
We're running out of time.
I know. And what they need to hear is, hey, I support your decision not to certify. So please don't. We supported you, Peggy. We believe in you. We know you want to do the right thing. So don't certify. It's a positive. Peggy wanted to stand for the right thing. Okay. Somebody got to her. She got influenced. Her arm got twisted. Threats were made. Patriots, we've got to stand with these people right now. We have to stand with them. If you're a patriot in Arizona and you have some way to reach Peggy, to connect with her, hear what I'm about to say. In a positive way, let her know we'll protect you. We've got your back. We'll stand guard at your house. Okay? We'll stand outside of your home and make sure nobody gets to you. I'm serious, folks.
Yeah, because it's kind of real stuff at this point. It's that real. So I encourage you to do that and call and keep clicking on this button because I just checked. There's 844,000 people who've clicked on this.
We need those 844,000 people to do it again.
Oh no, you do it every day. If you do it every day,
we need them to do it again.
844 times 3.
Yes.
So now you're in the millions of people because these petitions, these emails, this support from the American people nationwide, literally, it's less than 2 minutes a day.
Yes.
They're going to use these in the court cases to show because we don't stand up. We don't physically go anywhere. We're no Brazil. We're a digital society.
And let me just close out our segment by saying this again, savemyfreedom.us. And please understand.
I hate it.
I know. I love it. $1,000. Please understand. And what we're doing here and why this is so important, okay? We're going to talk next hour about the Respect for Marriage Act, just as an example, okay? Every congressional vote on that is going to matter. Everyone. I don't care if you live in Texas and you say, well, I got my congressman. It doesn't matter because Arizona's congressional members, Massachusetts' congressional members, Connecticut, Florida, Virginia, South Dakota, North Dakota, West Virginia, Tennessee, California, it doesn't matter. Every one of them has a say in whether or not you have to allow your child to be anally assaulted. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any good products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy? The prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. sharehealthcare.com.